This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination, where you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your body, so you can live a bigger life. If your podcast app is set to skip silent sections, disable that now. I want to give you a very basic Christian meditation to have with you wherever you go. You can do this easily and quickly at home, at work, in your car, before an important conversation or meeting, or anytime you have the need. You'll get the most out of it if you can find a place to be alone and be able to close your eyes without being self-conscious. But you can really do it anywhere, and you can do it with your eyes open if needed. You can do it walking if you have to. And with practice, you can do it as quickly as you need to in any moment. Sometimes I even do the basic structure of it in just 2 to 5 minutes, especially before or within or after a tense or anxious moment. And this will change your life. Here's how you do it. Lie flat on your back if you can, or get comfortable in a chair, and close your eyes if that feels comfortable where you are. Uncross your legs. Begin to take in deep breaths into your belly through your nose. Feel the air coming in through your nose into your belly. And on your next breath, hold it for a few seconds and feel your breath in your body. And now slowly release your breath and quietly say to yourself, relax. Focus on feeling your whole body release clenched muscles, release tension, and relax. And now take in another breath and hold it. Then when it's becoming slightly uncomfortable, let go of your breath. And that feeling right there is what you're going to try to feel in your body throughout this meditation. That feeling of relaxing your whole body. That moment of feeling heavy. That moment of feeling that your body is letting go of clenched muscles and tension. As you get into a rhythm of breathing, learn to feel your body from within, as if your mind is going inside your body and feeling it from within. This gets easier with practice. Hard to do at first. But you're trying to feel the weight, the heaviness of your body. You're trying to feel your body letting go and becoming limp. You're letting go of clenched muscles and tension in your whole body. Try to feel it all at once. Focusing on taking breath into your belly. And then releasing your breath and feeling your whole body becoming limp, letting go of tension, feeling your weight, and try to feel your body from within. Focusing on your breathing and feeling your body relax. Almost like imagining feeling the life flowing through your body. Your body is almost like it's floating. There's a feeling of heaviness. Your body's becoming limp. It's falling to the ground. Now bring your awareness to different parts of your body. Let's start with the top of your head, feeling your scalp, becoming aware of it with your mind, but also releasing any tension there. Focusing on your breathing, letting go of tension in your scalp and then down onto your forehead, letting go of a furrowed brow, if you have it. letting your forehead release. Letting go of the muscles in your eyelids and behind your eyes. It feels good to let go of the muscles behind our eyes because that's where we hold a lot of tension. You can tell when people are tense by looking at their eyes. Let go of your muscles behind your eyes. Release. Now down to your cheeks. Now releasing your jaw. And as you release your jaw, you're letting your bottom teeth separate from your top teeth. And feeling that release of tension and relaxation in your entire face. Now going up to the back of your head. Using your imagination, inside there at the bottom of the back of your head is that part of your brain that is called your limbic system. It's what makes you go into fight or flight. It's that part of your brain that defends yourself, protects yourself, goes into survival mode when you feel threatened. Using your imagination, just let that go. Relax that part of your brain. Release it. Inside your scalp, inside your skull. Now going down to your neck. Relaxing your neck. In front of your neck, behind your neck, the back of your neck. And now down to your shoulders, tops of your shoulders, down to your shoulder blades. And now down your arms. Letting go of any tension in your arms. Releasing clenched muscles in your arms. Down to your hands. Your fingers. So continuing your breathing, focusing on your relaxing your head, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands and fingers. And now back to your upper back, letting go of tension in your upper back. Now your lower back. And into your buttocks. And your hips. And your entire pelvic area. And up to your stomach, your gut. Your belly, letting go of tension there. Relax. Your chest, your diaphragm. And just using your imagination, imagine inside your belly. Your intestines, your liver, your kidneys, your heart, your bladder, all your organs. Just use your imagination and just imagine relaxation of tension there, releasing stress inside your torso, where your organs are. Breathing relaxation into every part of your organs in your body. And now down to your thighs. Your knees. Your calves. Your whole legs, just imagine your whole legs letting go of tension, releasing stress, releasing clenched muscles. Now into your ankles. And your feet. And toes. Almost feel a warm sensation coming onto your feet and your ankles, as if you're standing in warm water. Going up to your calves. Now as if you're sliding into a hot tub, and your whole body, feeling your whole body relax all at once. Warm water. Letting go of tension. Releasing all clenched muscles from your head to your toes. Your arms, your legs. Your shoulders. Your neck. Your face. Think of your face and hands and feet at the same time, relaxing, letting go of tension. Let your whole body feel limp, your whole body feel heavy, your whole body feel loose. But also let your whole body feel like you're floating in water. Focus your mind on feeling your whole body from within, as if your mind is inside your body, feeling your body from within. Your body is part of your soul. Your body is spiritually embodied. The Bible teaches that your body is actually a vital part of your eternal soul. I have verses for this in your show notes, and you can look at them for yourself. But God created your body when He created you. And your body is a key part of your eternal redemption in Christ. Christ came to save you, including your body. That's why you're going to have a resurrection in your salvation. You are your body. You're more than just your body. But you are not less than your body. Your body is a part of the eternal you. And right now, in this moment, your body is a holy temple of God's Holy Spirit who is in you. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, which means that your body is holy. You are washed. You are sanctified, made holy. You were justified, made righteous, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of our God. Come back to your breathing, the rhythm of your breathing, and feeling your body from within. And using your biblically guided imagination to feel the reality of God's presence giving life and love into your whole body from within. You are a temple. Your body is a temple of God's Holy Spirit who is in you. Feel the reality of God's Spirit, God's presence giving life and love into your whole body. Right now, imagine the Spirit of God giving life to every cell in your body. He's the giver of all life. So he gives life to every cell in your body. Feel that reality by using your imagination all throughout your entire body. In Christ, your entire body is filled with the Spirit of God as his holy temple. Every cell in your body, with his life and light and love and presence and glory. Imagine, envision, and feel God's life and light going up and down your spine. This is imagination. Envision and feel God's life and God's light going up and down your spine, flowing through your veins, all throughout your entire body. In him we live and move and have our being, Paul says in Acts 17:28. Imagine this. Imagine your whole body being connected to God's life-giving, light-giving transcendence as the I Am. The I Am is the source of all existence, the giver of all life, the one who inhabits eternity, but also the one who is always 100% present in the present moment. Your present moment right now, God is 100% present with you, as if it was just you and him, without being any less present anywhere else, because he is infinite. Imagine God right now 100% focused on you, alone with you, right now with his infinite and intimate love and care. Remember, Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, as if it was just you and God. Imagine this to be true for you right now. And feel it in your body. God's presence. God's infinite and intimate love for you. For your body. Say quietly to yourself, my body is a holy temple of God's Holy Spirit. Say quietly to yourself, God's Spirit is in and with me in this moment. Say quietly to yourself, I am calm and confident in this moment in God's love and care for me. I am calm and confident in this moment in God's love and care for me. Imagine and feel this all throughout your body in this moment. This is where you connect with God, this moment. He is the I am. He is always in the present tense. This is where you connect with God in this present moment. Now use your imagination to envision stress and tension, anxiety and insecurity and self-protection and anger and frustration draining out of your body like a dark ink, oily liquid, flowing out of the pores of your body down into the ground. All stress, all tension, anxiety, insecurity, self-protection, anger, frustration, draining out of your body like a dark ink, an oily liquid, flowing out of the pores of your body down into the ground. Hold that image and release the tension in your body as you do. Let's come back to your breathing. The rhythm of your breathing and feeling your body with God's presence from within. Let's pray. My Father in heaven, you are my Father in heaven, which means that I'm a child of heaven. That you are my Father, the God that created this universe is my Father. You love me. You are infinitely invested relationally, emotionally with me. I belong in your family. I belong to you. I am secure in your love. I'm secure in my relationship with you because of Jesus. You are my Father in heaven. And I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm a child of heaven. When heaven comes back to earth, I am part of your family. I am part of your kingdom. Holy is your name. And because your name is holy and because you are my Father, that means I am holy too. And when your kingdom comes and your will is done on earth as it is in heaven, I belong there. In your will, in your kingdom, in your holiness. Because I'm a child of heaven and I've been washed, I've been sanctified, I've been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of my God. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to be a forgiving person of those who sin against me. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one and all evil. Thank you that you give me all my needs, my daily bread. You are the one who provides. You are the one who gives me what I need. I look to you as my provider because you are my Father. And I rest in your presence. I am calm. I'm confident that you are in me and that you are with me forever. And that the forever God is my God forever. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating.